We're going to shift now because the stimulus package, of course, is going to pass the House today. The Senate will give us final passage, hopefully over the weekend. And then the business of spending $789 billion. The challenge of that faces Congress. It faces states and localities. It faces people who know what shovel-ready projects are and the people who will be looking for tax cuts in their own mailbox. Joining us now to discuss the economics of this stimulus package, as we know the details and read the fine print, is David Leonhardt of The New York Times joining us from Washington. David, thanks so much for participating in this discussion. And I want to spend a little time here. Do you think this is good economics?
I think it's a mix of good economics and bad economics. I think there is more good than bad, but I'm even a little bit uncomfortable saying that because I wish we didn't need a stimulus package. And even a stimulus package of this size isn't going to solve our problems. So I think there are going to be times when it's going to feel as if this didn't do it. But my guess is it's going to make a significant difference, that if we could live through an alternate reality without the stimulus package, it would be much worse.
Well, you know, those days are gone. And I want to talk about sort of the broad implications of all the money that we're spending maybe before we end. But let's start with math for a second. I mean, it seems to me that in the lead up to this vote, The economic statistics on unemployment indicate that if you add up everybody who's in the sort of less than employed category, you got 13 million people. This plan will affect directly, in the best case scenario, 3.6 million, I believe, if I've got the numbers right. And Timothy Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, was saying just the other day that there's something on the order of a $2.5 trillion demand hole in the economy.
Yeah.
And this is only $780 billion total. It just seems like it's bound to fall short. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. I think it's easiest to think of these numbers in annual terms, and they basically end up in a similar place to where you were. But there's about a $1 trillion annual hole in the economy, probably in 2009 and 2010. And this is probably going to plug $300, $350 billion of it a year. And that is by no means plugging the full hole. Now, what the people in the Obama administration will say is, that this isn't the only thing they're doing. The TARP, the housing bailout, the stuff they're trying to do with other countries, the fact that the Fed has cut the interest rate, which tends to take effect slowly, now to zero, that those things will all help fill the hole. And it's also true that the government really shouldn't try to fill the entire hole, right? We don't have the government here to prevent recessions. You can't prevent recessions. It's not really a good idea to try. You just want to keep the hole from being so deep that it causes even more pain than it otherwise would, and also that you don't want it to cause a self-reinforcing cycle. But all that said, I still am not sure the stimulus package is big enough.
Right.
You know, in the end, you mentioned 3.6 million jobs. I think that was one of the early estimates. Because of the way it was shrunk, I think the newer estimates about how many jobs it's going to save or create are more like 2.5.
Wow. You know, let's go into the more impressionistic elements here. And I know you constantly warn and are whacking me upside the head when I try to make comparisons with the Depression or the 1930s. And I don't want to necessarily directly do that. But, you know, I started my reporting career out in the West Coast, where during the 1930s, huge public works projects were built that are permanent, almost like the significance of the pyramids today, the dams on the Columbia River, the rural electrification projects. I'm looking at this plan, and as historic as it seems to be, at the end of the day, there's not going to be one big thing that we point to that we can all say as Americans, wow, at least we did that. This thing seems very, very piecemeal and on the fringe.
Yes. I agree that it's not ambitious enough on some of those scores. With that being said, there are a few really encouraging things in it. And I had this funny feeling yesterday. I was looking through a copy of the list of it, and I saw it was a list of what it's being spent on. And I saw a 1 next to this comparative effectiveness research thing for healthcare. And you see the number 1, and you think, well, that's nothing. It's tiny. In a bill of 800, what's 1? And then I realized, that's $1 billion. That's actually a lot of money. And so I think the most encouraging things from on your terms, on the, you know, will we remember this, are the healthcare stuff. It's going to spend something like $16 billion or so to install electronic medical records. And I don't think in the future we'll look back and think of electronic medical records as some great public work, but we may look back and think that we stopped wasting enormous amounts of money on healthcare that doesn't actually make people healthy. And electronic medical records are a key part of that. And the second thing in it is, at the very end, they increased high-speed rail, funding for high-speed rail up to $8 billion. And, you know, it's insane that we don't have better high-speed rail in this country. I mean, it takes what, more than 6 hours to get from Washington to Boston by train?
But $8 billion isn't going to give us much track. A lot of blueprints, maybe.
It won't give us a huge amount of track, but it's a lot better than what we've got. So I agree with you. This isn't gonna build one of these amazing monuments. The question is it gonna do nothing?
Historians, of course, say at the end of the 1930s, the real stimulus package was World War II. Do you see anything on the horizon of that scale that could help turn this economy around?
This has become a really interesting debate about whether the New Deal worked and what ended the Depression. I think when you look at the economics, there's no question that the New Deal worked. The problem was parts of it didn't, but there's no question that on the whole it did. The problem is that there wasn't enough of it. Bruce Bartlett, a conservative writer, has an interesting piece on Forbes' website today making this case. It wasn't that the New Deal didn't work and then the war did. It's that the New Deal started to work and then the war was this massive fiscal stimulus that finished the job. I really hope we're not facing another war of any kind. I also hope that we get to the point of having the kind of fiscal response we need much more quickly this time, because we're able to look back at the lesson of the Depression and say the problem was that they weren't aggressive enough.
Well, and that's certainly the message from Timothy Geithner, the Treasury Secretary. A great takeaway there. Act on a sustained basis. This is just the opening salvo, this stimulus package. We shouldn't judge the entire policy on the basis of it. David Lanard, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, John. Talk to you soon.
David Lanard, economics reporter for the New York Times there in Washington, talking about, is the stimulus package good economics or not? What's positive? What's negative? David Lanard writes the Economics Scene column for the New York Times as well.